Good morning, good morning. Good morning and welcome to TELUS Tabernacle Live. Welcome to TELUS family and friends joining us through Facebook, YouTube Live. We are streaming live from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house. Can we do that one more time? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers in the house. Woo! Thank you. All right. We just ask you to stand, go to a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for everyone who gathered today. We ask that you surround us with your powerful word, Lord God Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to just come into this house right now and change the atmosphere, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for loving on us the way you do. We thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for allowing us to be able here to fellowship this morning, Lord God. We thank you for just laying your hands on us, Lord God. We ask this to be a safe, peaceful, and a blessed service. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, I got you on your feet. Can we just go to the Word of God? We're going to be in Acts 2:17 this morning. That's Acts 2:17. Today I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Acts 2:17 reads, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. All right. Y'all may be seated. I wanted to take this time to do a little meet and greet, but we don't have a musician. But I still want to do a meet and greet. So I'll just take the next 60 seconds for everyone just to get up. Just tell somebody Happy Father's Day and give them a hug for the next 60 seconds. Josh, can you give me something on the drum for the next 60 seconds? I know it's hard without the musician, but just give me something for 60 seconds, please. All right, now. I don't know about y'all, but I feel good now. I feel like I know somebody I didn't know yesterday. All right. At this moment, we'll have our praise team come up for some sermonic selection. What y'all think?
We are going to push through in spite of having no musician, amen. So we're going to sing one of my favorite songs.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Sing, Lord, you're worthy.
Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy.
And we exalt thee.
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Say, Lord, we love you.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you.
One more time, Lord, we love.
Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love.
Sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Last time, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you for that beautiful sermonic selection. At this moment, before we have Pastor Joe Williams come up, we're going to ask our pastor to come up and introduce him.
Good morning and God bless you. Welcome everyone to Teller Tabernacle live. For those of you that are streaming in, those of you are here in the sanctuary, God bless you. What a wonderful joy to see your faces again. And what a wonderful opportunity to celebrate fathers in the house of God. Amen. What a privilege. When we study the Bible, we understand that when the disciples came to Jesus, noting how he often rose early and separated himself for prayer, noticing the power that he possessed, after spending time in prayer, they asked him, they said, Master, teach us to pray. They wanted the power that he had. They wanted that anointing that was in his life. And in teaching them to pray, he said, pray after this manner. Say, our Father, which art in heaven, right? And it established for us a relationship that was available not only for Christ to enjoy, but for us as his sons and daughters to also enjoy. That when we pray, we could say, our Father, which art in heaven. And so we thank God for the privilege that we have today to come celebrate fathers here in our church and in our families and in our communities, but also our relationship with the Heavenly Father. In like manner, we have the table of commemoration off to my left. If you're here this Sunday morning and your father and your grandfather or some significant male figure in your life has passed and you would like to light a candle in their honor, feel free to do so. The table is there for that specific purpose. For any father, grandfather, significant male figure in your life and you would like to honor their memory, feel free to light a candle in their honor. And we will be praying for them at the conclusion of service. What a privilege to have with us the one and only Pastor Joe Williams. Come on, let's give him a hand. Thank God for Joe Williams. I'll tell you how fortunate I am. Not only blessed to have loving parents, my dad, my mom was going on to be with the Lord, but I was blessed to have a second set of parents. And literally, that's what they were to not only me, but to my sister Cindy and to my brother Jamie when we were growing up. They lived right across the yard. And I often, when I think about them, I often remember my mother and Mrs. Williams. They would yell at each other through our kitchen windows faced across the yard. And one of the two of them would always be baking or cooking. And being the youngest, I was the messenger boy. And they would yell across the lawn, hey, do you have any flour? John, sending John over to get the flour. And I'd run over, Mrs. Williams, Gary, take that to your mom and don't spill it. I'd run back. Mrs. Williams yelled, hey, do you have any sugar? I don't want to run in tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I got sugar. Here I go again, running across the yard with sugar. And that's just how I grew up. And what wonderful parents they were, not only to their daughter, Sydney, but really to me and my siblings as well. And collectively, they helped raise us. And so I'm delighted to be able to have them come today, to have both of them here with us. Thank God for all of those that came with them from Mount Airy United. Thank you for your presence, your support of Pastor Joe and Mrs. Williams. And so with that being said, let's just stand and let's receive Pastor Joe. Amen. Come on, let's welcome him to the pulpit.
One of the members would say, if you don't like us, keep fooling us like you're fooling us. If you have to be like me this morning, it's a wonderful thing to say. My wife is here with us. I didn't ask you that. If we're going to put you sing half a song for us.
Yes, cool.
Miss Wynn, you going to stay there or you want to come up?
I'm
okay, but if that's fine with us, well, that'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy to be with you all this morning, and I never know what key I'm singing in. You don't even have to play. God has blessed us all to be here. And to be here with my son, John, it is just such a blessing. And Oh, happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. I thought my father could do any and everything. He was a coal miner. And when I say he was strong as a bull, he later, in later years when he wasn't working and he was in a wheelchair and being a coal miner, when you went in the mines, you didn't know if you were going to have to shovel over your right shoulder or your left shoulder because you didn't know where they were going to put you. And when he was in the hospital, the doctors used to come in and marvel at his strength. And they would hand wrestle him. And they would say, okay, Mr. Jones, I got you now. And my brother-in-law would do the same thing. And he would let them get him this far from the table. He says, you got me? You got me? And he would just go that slow and go. And they said he used to take his car engine apart and soak it in gasoline to clean it and put it back together again. And he could cook. He could do anything. I loved him. I loved him. I loved him. And I'm going to try to do a request from my husband. A song that he wanted me to sing. God sent his son. And it's not a secret. I pitched that too high.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
God has given us the victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's good to be here this morning. Amen. I used to marvel, young guys that they had to meet. Little small Bibles and book girls, man, the guys can read that. But I don't know what happened. So you know I can read that little small. Yeah. I was 10, 40 years old. I was in jail for prison, preaching to the people up there. I couldn't say nothing. I was too proud to get reading glasses. So I started making stuff up. And one of those men stood up and said, hey, Red, that ain't what they said. So I had to cut down and get the reading glasses. But years and a lot of years, I can do without the glasses. But the first song, blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in his law doth he meditate day and night.
That's right.
He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water,
mm-hmm.
that bringeth forth fruit in the season, and he shall not wither. And whatsoever he does, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so.
Mm-hmm.
Like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly should not stand in the judgment of sinners. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, the path. I thank God for saying that He's still looking at you.
Amen.
Amen. He knows law.
That's right.
He 85 years old. He's just using the Japanese government to help him. So, yeah, he was asked to become priest for the church. Amen. It's a blessing to you this morning. I want you guys to come home. Amen. He said, you are weary, come home. I'm saying to any man, I don't know if it's just all those things that quit, get home, walk away from the sermon, come on. It made me easy.
Right.
It's tough out there now. The world's telling me about you or me.
That's right.
And all about your money.
That's right.
Amen. I want to say this, stop trying to figure out what's happening. What would you have to do? Don't drop the shooter and let it happen. Yeah, amen. It's tough. The young man who brought me here this morning, God bless him. Let me hear what I'm saying. It would never snow. Every day. Amen. All your appointments would be on the weekend because you say, Lord, I can't go nowhere during the week. I got stuff to do. Amen. 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 Sometimes we have to put out an AMLO alert when somebody's missing, all on your cell phone. We got to do that for some of these black men who walked away from home. Put out an AMLO alert on them.
That's right.
Come on home.
That's
your family needs you. Your wife needs you.
That's right.
Hey, but come on.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do something long distance.
Amen.
Amen.
Sending notes by somebody else. No, you come on home.
That's right. That's right.
Your family when he needs to see you.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I often say, and I'm gonna say it publicly because I guess she's watching, like you said, all over the world. I ain't let nobody outlove my daughter better than me.
Amen.
How do you like that?
Amen.
No slick man coming along. They're gonna have to talk pretty good today.
That's
us.
That's right. That's right.
I call my daughter every morning and say, I love you.
Right.
Hang the phone up.
Right.
Amen. Amen. What the world needs now is love. Love, love. Amen.
Amen.
You can't buy your way to heaven no how.
That's right.
You can't gift your way to heaven. People say, give them a gift and all that. Sometimes they just need a hug. Maybe somebody needs to say, you're looking good today. That's a compliment.
That's right.
I told the people last Sunday, don't never tell a woman she's gaining weight. Come on, black men. Come on, black men. Amen. We need you. We need you in the house. Amen. Some stuff in the house needs to be fixed. Trash needs to be put up. Come on. Make me sick. You see some of these jobs now. They don't want to get black men jobs. Got women out there working construction. Get out of here. It's all a game against us. Amen. Amen. Bishop Hal Benjamin should say, you can go to hell. You can go to heaven God's way or go to hell your way. Did y'all get that real good?
Yeah.
Everybody got a new plan. Everybody got, they can tell you how to do what you're doing better, you know. But you can go, you can serve God his way.
That's right.
Or go to hell your way.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
People kill me. Somebody, how do you look? Well, he looked just like he was sleeping the way he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was dead. Come on, y'all, snap out of it. Tell a man you love and why he can hear.
That's right.
You falling out at the funeral. Don't mean nothing.
That's right.
Tell the undertaker, bring the bill. You find out how many people in the family fall out. God's way is the only way. God gave his son.
That's right.
And they called him Jesus.
That's right.
As the Reverend said, our Father.
That's right.
Jesus is Father.
That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Which are in heaven.
That's right.
I love to see men spending time with their sons and daughters.
Oh, yeah.
What is that all about? You hate your own kids. Come on, y'all.
Right.
Amen. You pull up at home with groceries in the car. Your son's in the house. Ain't trying to move to the house. Ain't trying to help nobody. Well, you know, he works hard. He's tired. He ain't got a job nowhere. I'm tired of what? Tired from doing what? Amen. We're making bums out of some of our sons.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
They ain't that sharp and cute.
That's right.
They better get it together.
That's right.
Or that man at the bridge toll, when you come through a bridge toll, don't care nothing about you being saved and nothing else. They want the money.
That's right.
The electric company wants the money.
That's right.
Gas company with the money.
That's right.
Tell you something. Somebody got to pay for this.
That's right.
You wait in line to make a phone call on your phone that you pay the bill on. You tell your son, my cousin used to say to his family, say, tell y'all keep on acting up. It won't be a hospital in Philadelphia to be able to sew your head up when I finish. Come home today, y'all. It's not the color of the balloon that keeps it up in the air. It's the stuff on the inside. Come on, we need some men with some stuff on the inside. Be a real man. Hey, man, your voice higher than your wife's voice. Shut up. You don't know who's who. She got on the earrings and you do too. Whoa! I said, take it, y'all. I won't have to come back. God bless you, Chris. I'm going to tell them like it is now. We need men to come home. We need men to be men. Stand up like a man. Walk like a man. Talk like a man. Act like a man. You're singing in the choir. You sing it soprano. Get out. Real men. Respect another man.
That's right.
My father told me coming up, the only thing a black man has is his word.
That's right.
Man, years ago, you get a handshake. Them men can shake hands on the word. You can take it to the bank.
That's right.
Now the word don't mean nothing. People say what sounds good at the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
That man told his girlfriend, I love you. I'll do anything for you. I'll walk through the business for you. I'll do anything. And I'll come in to see you on Saturday if it don't rain. I'll do anything for you. Long as the weather's good. Amen. Black music. June is also Black Music Month.
It is. It is.
The music has saved a lot of our people from going insane.
A
lot of hymns were written. They gave them hope.
It did.
Amen. I heard that one song said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood. The song made sense.
It did.
One lady made a song now called 7-Eleven song. You say the same word 7-Eleven times and stop.
Right.
No message.
Right.
No salvation.
No nothing.
No anointing. Some of you done made it yourself. Amen. We need to come on home now.
That's right.
Now more. Amen. Come home. Softly and tenderly. Jesus is calling. Come home. You don't have to get no excuse. Come on home. Amen. I love the Lord. He heard me cry and pitied every groan. Gave to me a show on television years ago, Father Knows Best.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember said, the longer he lived, the smarter his parents became. The longer he lived, the smarter his parents became. Amen. When I became a deacon, Chairman of the Deacon Board said, all right, Deacon Williams, sit down, shut up, and don't say nothing because you don't know nothing. Couldn't get no more plain than that, could you? Amen. What the world needs is real men.
Right.
I talked about a young people doing these video games, and that lady said, yeah, real. My husband don't work no way. He plays video games all day long. Scripture said when I was a child,
that's right.
I acted like,
right.
Thought like,
that's right.
A child.
That's right.
But when I became a man,
right.
I put away
childish
things.
That's right.
You got so much things, man, I'm a changed man. Things I used to do, I don't do no more. Things you used to do, you can't do no more.
That's right.
What's happening. Tell the truth about it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on. We'd be better off if you spent time at home talking with our children.
That's right.
Listening to them. That's one of the mistakes I think I made. I didn't fool with young people. I didn't know what they were saying. I went down to Clark University. My daughter went to check in the college. And one of them little girls looked at me and said, hey, Reb, chill out. I never heard anybody say, chill out. They talk different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You were young once.
That's right.
I once was young. But now I'm old.
That's right.
But I never
That's right.
seen the righteous.
That's right.
Or second. Or seed begging bread.
Right.
God don't have no men on the corner with cups in their hand begging for bread.
That's right.
God don't have nobody out there. I did have them little kids now, drum corps, little kids with shorts on or baby, but come on, y'all.
Right.
Don't subject your children to that mess.
That's right.
You turn them over to these Mickey Mouse guys. They don't know what they want to be, and you don't either.
That's right.
Come on!
That's right.
Ye who are burdened, heavy laden, come home!
That's right.
Amen. Come and enjoy your family.
That's right.
Amen. The one thing about radio years ago, before all time, we listened to the radio together. The silent, let me say, shadow knows, whatever it was. Mm. At least you were together.
Right.
Now everybody got your separate room. You got a room with TV. You got a room with TV. Don't nobody know nothing. Say, what time did so-and-so come over? I don't know. I was asleep. Well, y'all, if they were together, you know what's going on.
That's right.
Amen. They told that man one time, I'm going to put this mic down. They told that man one time, you mean to tell me every night you got to put these kids to bed together separate? He said, yeah, I take them to bed. They fall asleep. Whenever they fall asleep, I take them upstairs. You do that every night. He said, yeah, but in the morning time. We all get up together.
Mm-hmm.
We all get up at one time in the morning time.
That's right.
As a family, we get up.
That's right.
When daddy's up, you better be up.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Come home.
That's right.
Stop being a man of the house of your family.
That's right.
You can't send a boy to do a man's job. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
The worst thing you're ever going to hear when you're coming up, y'all, young guys, I know this. The worst thing you're going to hear, your wife, your mother say, wait till your father come home.
Oh, yeah.
That's you fall on your knees. Please, beat me now. Kill me now. Hey, don't wait till my father.
That's right.
You have to go there and say, I ain't going to beat you with them clothes on. I paid money for them. Come home today. All your buddies, all the people you work with, tell them, man, don't give me no story. Go on back home.
That's right.
You ain't perfect. Your wife ain't perfect. Go on back home.
That's right.
And them young people out there telling you were so great, they don't mean none of it.
That's right.
Because when the money run out, they're going to run out.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Come home.
That's right.
Be a man.
That's right.
Stand like a man and say, that's it, Doc. I'm the man that's happening. Well, Satan knocks on the door, let Jesus answer.
That's right.
You're trying to do everything yourself. Pick God first.
Yeah.
He knows what to do.
Amen.
How to do things.
That's right.
When to do things.
That's right.
So this morning, you know, some young guys that walked away. I ain't talking about y'all. They walked away from home. Mm-hmm. Tell them to come on home.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is Father's Day already. They make up all these holidays to make money, but come on home.
That's right.
Enjoy your family.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
One thing about this young man here, his mother pastored this church. Mm-hmm. He took over. He kept the thing going because they had three sons. So if he had to step down, mm-hmm. got some sons. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to replace you sometime.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't do everything.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't find nobody. You ain't looking for nobody. That's why. Amen. Come home.
Amen.
Be a man in your house.
Amen.
Somebody make a... I've seen phone call or whatever to you. I say, ho, give me the phone. This is Reverend Joe. What is it you want, sir? Who you looking for? Come on, be a man.
That's right.
Don't strain. You can't strain these people along.
That's right.
Amen. They don't want to be a man. That's over there.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I said, I ain't going to step on somebody's toes, but I don't need no wife or girlfriend with a bald head. Looking like a man and acting like a tattoo. Right. Don't have me confused now. Don't mix me up. See what you're supposed to be.
Help yourself, man.
Amen.
That's right.
You knocking your wife out the window. Out of the window. You stay in the mirror alone and she's like,
right.
Be a man. Come on.
That's right.
Run your house.
That's right.
Pay the bill.
That's right.
Don't touch your wife with all the cleaning and lifting stuff.
That's right.
Well, he's a young guy. You know, he's in school.
Right.
It's cool. That'll make something from lifting something.
That's right.
Be a man.
That's right.
Come home today.
Come on home. That's right.
I love the Lord. He heard me cry.
He did.
And pity that be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard him say one time, come on home.
That's enough.
Thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord,
right,
who was on my side,
right,
where would I be this morning? Nobody but Jesus. Drugstore don't keep the living.
That's right.
You think so?
Right, right.
But God
yeah.
can work a miracle in your life too.
That's right. He can. He
I don't care what you've done.
That's right.
You clean your slate today.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will.
He'll make you walk different.
Yes, He will.
He'll make you talk different.
He'll do it. He'll
that
do
ain't just talking about you. We wouldn't talk about it no more.
Right? That's right.
Be a man.
Right.
Just come home.
Come on home.
God bless you.
Are you good? All right.
Come on, let's bless Pastor Joe. Come on. It was worth it. So many people have traded in the good news of the gospel for the good story of the day. They failed to preach the truth. They failed to declare the gospel with clarity and conviction. And instead, they rather tell a good story, a good message. And the problem with a good story and a good message, it lacks the conviction of the Holy Ghost. That's what makes the gospel different. That when we deliver it honestly and clearly, the Holy Ghost stands behind the Word of God and He brings conviction into the heart of men. That's what brings people to Christ. Not your style, not your flair, not your dress. The conviction of the Holy Ghost. And as men, we need that conviction. In his own style and in his own unique way, he presented the gospel in a manner that would challenge us, and he also reflected on some of the ills in challenging our manhood today. So much of our manhood has been diluted by people trying to take advantage of us. And so the more they can water us down and dumb us up, the more they can deceive us into doing what they want us to do. But thank God that there are still some men willing to challenge us as men, right? To do what? Come home. To come home. To be men for Christ. That's what our sons need. That's what our daughters need, to see a reflection of what an image of God's man really, really looks like. Come on, man, if you're going to accept the challenge today and come home, come on, let's put our hands together and let's praise God as we make our commitment to come home. Come on, men, let's put our hands together. Let us praise God as we make up our mind to go back to our homes, back to our wives, back to our sons, back to our daughters. Come on, where are the real fathers? Come on, let the fathers that have been washed in the blood, where are the fathers that have been challenged by the Holy Ghost? Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Yeah, my manhood's been stirred up. Yes, my manhood's been challenged. Oh my God, thank you that I have a heavenly Father. Thank you that I have an elder. Woo! Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. When I think of His goodness, hallelujah. All that He's done for me. Oh my goodness. Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Thank God for my father. Yeah. Thank God for my brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Where would I be? Oh, my soul loved Jesus. Woo! Come on, church. Give him a praise. Come on, church. Give the Lord a praise. Come on, church. Come on, Taylor. Give the Lord, your God, some kind of a praise. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, thank you for my father. Thank you for my grandpa. Thank you for my uncle. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. He said, whenever you pray, say, our Father. Yes, Lord. I got a father. Yes, Lord. I got a father. Yes, I do. It's Father's Day. It's Father's Day. My Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I have a father. Yes, I do. Woo! Come on, men, we've been challenged. We have been challenged. We have been challenged to head back home, to restore our families, to rebuild our neighborhoods, to stand up in our communities. So I pray today that as we begin to go to the close of the service and we ultimately leave this place, take the word of God with you. And let us all make up our minds to go home. Let's be better fathers. Let's be better husbands. Let's be better brothers and uncles and grandparents. Because God will give us the strength to do it. Amen. Amen. Come on, we love Pastor Joe. Thank God for him. Thank God for him. Back service back into our hands of Deacon Tyrone. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo.
Wow. I got a praise. Hallelujah.
Woo.
I got a praise. I got a praise. I got a praise. Sometimes you got to get that praise out, right?
Woo!
You got to get that praise out.
Woo! Woo!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. At this time, we're going to ask our ministers to come up front. If it's anyone that's in need of prayer, we're going to ask you to come and receive prayer from our deacons this morning.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The doors of the church is now open. If there's anyone that want to join this beautiful worship led by a great man of God. Today is your chance to come join this flock. All right. Somebody say offering time. We good. Come on. Can somebody say offering time? Brother Robert is going to come and lead us in offering this morning.
Okay. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of the five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. Postal Mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at Taylor Tabernacle 6309. For those who are gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. The pastor via Cash App, Pastor Jonathan Ford, Venmo Jonathan Ford 25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Thank you, Brother Rob. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Talking to somebody that's committed. The pastor always say, you know, he want to get some different faces up here. And Robert was the first person I thought about. I literally text Robert all week. I said, Robert, can you do the offering? Can you do announcements? Can you be the musician? Can you be the drummer? And he answered me every time. I got you, bro. So thank you, Brother Robert. I appreciate you. We're going to move over to our announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube, so you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe on the YouTube page and follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and updated on all the upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving the weekly emails, please send us your email address and we'll add you to the list. Thank you. When you decide to join us in in-person worship, please check your temperature before you leave the home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has been in contact with COVID-19 virus, we encourage you to please stay at home. And two more weeks. Somebody say two more weeks. Somebody say two more weeks. And two more weeks, the men will be celebrating Men's Month at the Phillies game. Saturday, June 29th, the men's fellowship will be fellowshipping at the Phillies game. The game's going to start at 4:05. We'll be tailgating starting at 2:05. We'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, cornhole, football, baseball. We're going to be in parking lot M. The directions for all the information that will be given out to all the members that's going to be joining us through phone or text message. Every Sunday, we'll be gathered here at 8:30 a.m. in person. And every first Sunday, we'll be gathered here at 8:30 in-person corporation prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night, prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meets. Sunday school, 8:30 to 9 via Google Meets. We will look forward to seeing your child every second, third, and fourth Sunday. We all remember the Pastor Jonathan Ford YE Challenge. I'm waiting for him to open it up to for the adults, but we're working on that. We're going to call up our pastor for the benediction.
Thank you again. One, for being out on this, another Father's Day. So glad to see so many men in church this Sunday. Thank God for all the faithful men who have been a part of this ministry, who are working in front of the scenes and behind the scenes to allow us to continue to move forward. Thank God for all of the young men, Deacon Tyrone. Thank God for Brother Rob today. Everybody, Deacon Todd, everybody, for your support and participation. So we're going to, as we close out the service in honor of Men's Day, for all of our fathers, I'm going to ask that as you come through the receiving line, they're going to have a gift for you. If you are a father, as you come through the receiving line, Deacon Tyrone's going to be here. You're going to be able to receive a gift. Okay, so we're, again, all fathers, as you come through the receiving line, going to make sure, just let us know you're a father, and we have a gift for you. Amen? Good. Lastly, I just want to take this opportunity to celebrate not only Pastor Joe and Mrs. Williams. This month, they are celebrating 63 years of marriage. Amen. That's what you can do if you come home, right? You can't do that if you're somewhere else. But if you come home, the Lord bless you and give you strength for 63 years. So they're going to come. They're going to be in our receiving line. We have gift for them. If the flowers are here, do I have any flowers? They're here? Yeah, let's bring them up. We have flowers for our special wives, and we also have fruit baskets for them. We're honoring them, and we're also going to double down, and we're also going to honor the Radcliffes, which we honored them earlier for their 60 years of marriage. Amen, and God bless them. But a couple of Sundays ago when we honored them, the flowers and fruit baskets got stuck on the highway and never made it. So, but today the truck got through, and so they are going to anchor our receiving line today. So as you come up and bless them again, fathers, please let us know you're a father, and we have a gift basket for you. Amen. If all minds are in order, we're going to stand. We're going to have Pastor Joe come and give us the benediction. After that, the Williams and the Radcliffes will be standing. They'll be in our receiving line. I'm going to ask that you would join me in just loving on them and congratulating them for 60-plus years of marriage. Amen?
Okay, I'll use the mic this time. Listen, I wanted to thank I tried to say all the four, but you ain't that. You're too young for that. But thank you. And your dad, you know, you want to know something about a family. They were my family next door to us. And I did a sermon once. If you want to know anything about anything, ask the neighbor. They knew who comes to your house, who leaves your house. When you raise your voice in your house, they know all that stuff. Amen. And it's so good to be here. Just one little last story. I want to thank my chauffeur for coming, Mr. Robinson, and all the men from Alabama, just wave your hand. It came this morning. Amen. I told him in the car, he does a lot of work around our house, and all he had to do is get bananas. And I said, Mr. Robinson, I forgot to get the bananas. When I walked in the pastor's study, there's a fruit basket for myself and for Mr. Radcliffe with bananas in it. Hey! Years ago, I was up in Trenton, New Jersey. Dr. Woodson had the biggest church in Trenton, Providence Baptist Church. And he came home at night and told her, today I was acting governor for the day. I had a motorcycle caravan, state troopers blocking me, everybody waiting on me hand and foot. His wife said, are you finished talking yet? Put the trash out. Put out the trash. Shut up. You ain't nothing in this house. You know that. So thank you for accepting us this morning. Lord, we thank you for what ears have heard this morning, what our eyes have seen. Thank you for Taylor Tabernacle. Thank you for Reverend Ford. Thank you for the memory of his mom. Thank you for Bishop Ford, our neighbor. Thank you for all the young folks who will come to Thursday Night Robbie to spend time on a Sunday morning in church with their families. Come home. Amen. And I thank you for listening to us. Help us to remember when we can't, God can. And when we won't, God will. Amen.